Your keys are missing again. You've walked into three rooms this morning and forgotten why. The email you meant to send yesterday is still sitting in your drafts folder, and you've just interrupted someone mid-sentence for the third time today. Sound familiar? For millions of adults, these aren't occasional slip-ups. They're daily reminders that their brains operate differently. What if the problem isn't that your brain is broken, but that you've been trying to run it with the wrong instruction manual? Phil Bossier spent over a decade coaching Silicon Valley's brightest minds, discovering that success with ADHD doesn't come from fighting your brain's wiring, it comes from understanding it. The prefrontal cortex, your brain's CEO office, handles everything from planning your day to managing your emotions. For adults with ADHD, this command center works differently, not defectively. Think about babies. They grab earrings without hesitation and throw tantrums when frustrated because their executive functions haven't developed yet. Adults with ADHD face similar challenges in more sophisticated contexts. Here's the revolutionary part. Neuroplasticity means your brain can rewire itself at any age. With consistent practice, you can strengthen specific executive functions just like building muscle at the gym. Managing ADHD resembles marathon training. It requires steady effort but yields increasing returns. The difference between success and failure isn't avoiding setbacks, it's developing skills to bounce back quickly when they happen. Walking into a room and forgetting why? That's not forgetting. The memory never formed. Memory formation requires a path from awareness through working memory to long-term storage. When attention wavers, nothing sticks. Working memory, your mental capacity for tracking current tasks, is particularly vulnerable with ADHD. This explains groceries in bathroom cabinets or losing track mid-task. Before starting tasks, create mental stories. Instead of "hang that picture," tell yourself, "get hammer and nails from toolbox, measure wall space, mark with pencil, hammer nail, hang picture." This narrative framework keeps working memory engaged. When receiving instructions, resist the "yeah, I've got it" attitude. Mentally repeat or write them immediately. For longer projects, use three tiers. Tier 1 is the complete project with target date. Tier 2 contains large chunks with deadlines. Tier 3 breaks these into manageable subtasks. Crossing off completed tasks creates positive reinforcement that maintains motivation. Everyone has a system, even if inefficient. The pile system, common with ADHD, might work solo but creates chaos in shared spaces. UCLA research shows cluttered environments increase cortisol. Your brain works overtime processing stimuli, reducing efficiency and increasing stress. Starting tasks presents the biggest hurdle due to boredom, fear of failure, perfectionism, or feeling overwhelmed. Avoidance creates a cycle where postponed tasks become harder to start. Identify your procrastination pattern. Boring tasks, unpleasant interactions, time-consuming projects, or fear-triggering situations. Recognizing your primary style helps you change avoidance behaviors. People with ADHD often work in firefighter mode, responding to immediate demands rather than what's important. Plan each evening, categorizing tasks into three levels: must do, time sensitive, others depend on you, should do, advancing goals, and would be nice to do, non-urgent. Despite negative associations, to-do lists are essential. If it's not written down, it doesn't exist. Use a passport-size notebook, keep lists tidy with space between items, cross out completed tasks for satisfaction, and rewrite daily with priorities at the top. Ever found yourself stuck trying the same ineffective solution repeatedly? Cognitive flexibility, the ability to shift between ideas or hold multiple concepts simultaneously, presents significant challenges with ADHD. Many excel at lateral thinking, connecting divergent ideas others wouldn't link, yet struggle switching approaches when initial attempts fail. Breaking these rigid patterns requires deliberate practice. Try this mirror exercise. Make a happy facial expression while saying, "I am angry." Though your mental gears might grind initially, this strengthens your ability to hold contradictory concepts, a foundation for improved problem solving. Another powerful technique? Ask, what would blank do? Inserting names like a respected mentor, bypassing mental blocks by viewing problems through different lenses. Develop backup plans by creating alternative solutions to unexpected problems within 20 seconds, like finding a cab without your phone or adapting a meal for a dietary restriction. The time constraint forces quick, creative thinking rather than frustration. By developing metacognition, observing your own thought processes, you can monitor emotions, prevent overreactions, and navigate complex situations more effectively. ADHD amplifies emotional intensity. When feelings surge, name them with single words like sad or angry, not thoughts like, I'm terrible at this. Shame is particularly common, fueling avoidance and eroding confidence. Sometimes the best response is sitting with difficult emotions. Write what's bothering you. Find a comfortable spot. Visualize the situation while labeling the feeling with, I feel, not I am. And breathe naturally. No emotion lasts forever. Physical needs directly affect emotions. Being hangry proves this. Listen to your body signals, neck tension, upset stomach. Sleep, nutrition, and exercise dramatically impact ADHD symptoms and emotional well-being. Your brain uses 25% of daily calories despite weighing 3 pounds, so fuel it properly. When overwhelmed, use the 3x3 method. Identify 3 objects, name each while taking a deep breath. This grounds you in the present and calms your nervous system quickly. Impulse control develops from infancy to adulthood, but ADHD complicates this through executive function difficulties. Most adults struggle with everyday impulses, hasty emails, interrupting conversations, poor food choices that impact quality of life more than occasional major lapses. Every behavior follows a pattern. Thought leads to feeling, leads to behavior. Reactive people skip the crucial evaluation step between feeling and action. The key is introducing pauses between stimulus and response, shifting from automatic reactions to mindful responses. Diffusion, from acceptance and commitment therapy, decreases thought intensity by separating thoughts from behaviors. Reframe thoughts as observations. I've noticed that I'm feeling worried. This creates distance, allowing choice rather than compulsion. The STOP technique, stop, think, observe, plan, helps when emotionally hijacked. Delaying gratification, waiting for larger rewards, requires managing emotions and controlling impulses. The Stanford Marshmallow Study showed children who waited performed better throughout life. When approaching a yellow light while late, short-term thinking says accelerate, while long-term thinking consider safety. Evaluating both timeframes overcomes impulsive decisions. Modern ADHD management recognizes that ADHD traits can be strengths in the right contexts. Hyperfocus drives innovation when channeled properly. Noticing everything leads to unique insights. Even impulsivity becomes spontaneity and quick decision-making when managed thoughtfully. The goal isn't to fix your brain, but to understand and leverage its unique capabilities while strengthening executive functions through consistent practice. Managing ADHD requires regular maintenance. When routines slip, observe objectively and resume without self-criticism. Weekly check-ins assess what's working. Monthly reviews monitor progress. These strategies are lifelong tools. Your brain's plasticity means you can continue strengthening skills throughout life. Success comes from becoming the most effective version of yourself, not someone else. By understanding your cognitive style, strengthening executive functions, and creating systems aligned with your natural tendencies, you transform apparent limitations into the foundation of a uniquely successful life. Your keys might still go missing occasionally, but now you'll have a system to find them and understand why they went missing in the first place.